It all started when a local Korean War vet had asked whether I would be willing to engineer a memorial for the city here in Illinois City to honor the veterans that have served. We're a very patriotic little community here. We've got a cemetery that has veterans that go as far back as the Indian Wars in the 1820s, and most of our Memorial Day services and such not have been held there at the cemetery in front of a very old obelisk that we've had for such ceremonies. But we wanted something that would have a little more view out in the open.
And why don't you kind of why don't you describe to our listening audience what the Illinois City Veterans Memorial looks like? Give us the finer points of that thing.
Well, we have a 6 foot by about 3 foot black granite stone that has been engraved with a quote that is to honor all the serving, past and present serving veterans. It has three flagpoles. We have one for the American flag, the POW/MIA, and the state. It is surrounded by a white fence and is has a garden area in it with flowers on it. In front of the black marble stone is a concrete pad, and we have, in the shape of an eye, an area where engraved bricks are placed, and each brick is engraved with the name of a veteran, and they could put what they want on it, whether they were, what branch of the service they were in, when they served, if it was a wartime period, if they had any special awards that were given, like Silver Stars or Bronze Stars or whatnot. We also have an area in there with two areas, 50 bricks each, for civilian donors that wanted to donate. We have four black granite benches, and one of them has actually been engraved by the family. It has a picture of a World War II bomber pilot, his likeness in there with an airplane behind it, and an inscription honoring him. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful setup.
And then you do have two statues, or were they placed there before? Or?
Yes. No, I forgot about the statue. We have two statues of soldiers. We place them, one on either side of the black marble monument.
Okay, so this is a pretty detailed and extensive memorial you have. So a little bit about the effort that went into fundraising. I'm assuming the, you know, some generous local donations from the community, but I guess just talk about the fundraising effort and, you know, getting this thing done.
We started in January of 2018. We had set up a two-year period to get this done. We had originally planned to have it done by Veterans Day this year. Fortunately, we were able to get this done in a much shorter period. We started out, we had two fundraisers, a trivia contest, and we had a chili feed, and that raised a small amount of money for us. But we had enough that we started the actual construction. We did the ground clearing when the ground thawed out in the spring. And as soon as we put that little bit of groundwork into it, everybody in town that would drive by there were curious what was going on, and the donations just started rolling in. We've had nothing but generosity from the members of our community. We're a community of 126 people. I think we have more cows here than we have people. But it's amazing how generous they've been. We had the township, Drury Township, made a fairly large donation for it. The property itself was donated by the fire department. All the people working on it are members of the American Legion in Reynolds, and they were kind enough to allow us to use their nonprofit status as a fundraising arm. And so together with the three organizations, we have managed to raise almost 50% more than we had set for a goal.